ॐ ध्यायामोदवभावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविदोकिनीं भगवतीं नन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरसङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरी शङ्करादिगुरुं प्रणम्य आरभते अनुशासनं लभते मोक्षं यस्य मतिः रमते निर्गुणब्रह्मणि अहं सदा ब्रह्मैव एतदनुसन्धानम् अपरोक्षानुभव सन्दायकम् अचिरा So we saw till the sixth shloka of Anubhuti Prakasha. So the first chapter which talks about Aitareya Upanishad. So Vidyaranya first itself said that even like a boy sees Yaksha. Yaksha is not at all there. Yaksha means the species of Yaksha or a Daman. Such Yakshas don't really exist, or like what doesn't exist, a boy sees as if existing. So, and then as a result of that, Balo Yaksham Prakalpya Asmad Bibheti. So, and then gets scared in the same way. So, similar is the case with this Maya. So, what exists here at all times is one Ishvara alone. So Api Eka Eva Na Anyo Asti Jadam. Jadam chanyat na vidyate. So there is nothing at all existing here. So that is what, except that one entity of one vastu, one Ishvara, one Brahman, that alone exists. That is what Vidyaranya said. And this one entity is real, and Maya, which makes duality appear as if there, that is not real. So that is not real, and our non-dual blissful state can be experienced in the Sushupti Avastha. So in the Sushupti Avastha, we can clearly see as to how the Atman alone exists. And so Vidyaranya finally said, Nistattva api jagat bhanti maya nidreva kalpayet. So this jagat is due to Maya. So Maya Kalpita Jagat, it's not at all. There is Nistattvam, there is no Tattva at all. But still, what happens? It is created. And once it is created, what? Like dream. So like dream it is created, and Nirvikaru Api Asau Atma. This Atma, Maya Vritya, due to Maya's Vritti Vyacharet, he gets into activities. He gets into experience, he can see. So this is about Ishvara. So this Ishvara, what does Ishvara or Brahman become first? So Brahman, in order to create the grass world, he becomes what is called as Virat. So Virat is like we can say Vaishvanara, also another word I think. Virat is the, we can in a way say the grass totality or total grass, all the grass objects, everything put together becomes the creator, who is Virat, and he is called Brahma also. So this Ishvara or this Atma, sa vicharya akilan lokan srishtva palaka srishtaye. So this Ishvara thought, vicharya, after thinking, after inquiry, he created like the entire world. So entire world, and in order to for various activities, palaka srishtaye. So palaka srishti, for palaka and srishti, so creation, protection, etc. And for creation, what did he do? Viratanum krutva viratanum chidreshu ata tadhevata vyaghat. So vyaghat, vyadhat means giving or putting, like we can in a way say. So what happens is this Ishvara, He created the entire world, and in order to create this entire world, what did he create? He created Virat. So Virat, the Virat's body he created, and this Virat's body is gross body. So like our gross body, Virat also, like Brahma also has a gross body, and that gross body also has chidreshu, so various openings. So in those openings, like he put devatas in charge of those openings. So what are these openings? These openings are the various indriyas activities. So indriyas activities happen through these openings. So these openings are, we can in a way say, so as Shankara beautifully puts this, nana chidra gado darastita mahadeepa prabhabhaswaram jnanam yasyatu chakshuradikarana dvara bahispandati. So this entire body can be considered like a pot. So like a pot is there. Inside the pot there is a lamp. So there is a shining lamp. The lamp sheds its light. But in order for the light to come out, what is required? The pot should not be fully covered. So the pot has holes around the body. And through those holes, what happens? The light of the lamp comes out. The lamp's light comes out. So lamp's light is thrown to the entire world. So that pot is the body. The body has various openings, and through those openings, what light comes out? The light of consciousness. Light of Chaitanyam or Ishvara Chaitanyam comes out. So the lamp, the light itself is unlimited, but when it comes through this opening, it appears limited. So in a way, this entire world is unlimited. The entire world is Brahman. But when it goes through the limited openings or the limited indriyas, we think that it is limited. And as a result of that limitation, we think that we experience only sorrow from the world. So it becomes anithya. So really everything is not anithya. Really everything is essentially Brahman, one Brahman alone. But when the light from consciousness goes through these indriyas limit the consciousness that is inside them. When consciousness falls on objects, it is a limited consciousness falling. The objects themselves are limited, and therefore it appears as if everything is temporary, everything is sorrowful. Ideally, or really speaking, there is only Brahman here. So through these indriyas, objects can be experienced. So what is the difference between Virat's body and our body? So Dhiranya continues saying, Samudra Tulye Dehe. So in this Samudra Tulya Deha, this Deha of Virat is Samudra Tulyam. That means it is vast like the ocean. It is vast. So Virat means like in the way Vishwarupa Darshanam Krishna gave to Arjuna. So that Vishwarupa means encompassing everything, everything is part of it. So that means it will be very vast. It's like vast like the ocean. That means it's like limitless in a way. So that in that sharira, samudra tulye dehe, asmin dehe, in this body, devataha patitaha tatha. Devatas entered or fell into it, we can say. So devatas went into it. So devatas came into all those, and tam deham shutpipasabhyam yojayamasat saprabhu. That Ishvara, what did Ishvara do? In this indri, in this deha, Shutpipasa abhyam. Shutpipasa means it is drinking and eating. So drinking and eating, or eating and drinking. So eating and drinking, all those Ishvara allocated. So devatas, what happens first? Ishvara created body. So this totality, whatever applies to total, whatever applies to the macrocosm, macro level, also applies to the micro as well. So micro and macro aren't different. So whatever happens at the macro, it has to happen at the micro also the same way, similar way. So is happening in a supercomputer also happens the same way in a small computer. But it is kind of multiple computers put together, then it becomes different. So that is only different. So Ishvara first created the body with various openings. There are so many openings. Why openings are there? Because for bhoga. For bhoga, the world is created, body is created, the body has to enjoy, therefore everything is there. The light has to go from out inside to out, therefore, there is no light, like no external object to an experience, then what are you talking about? If there is no external object, very good, then you don't have to learn even Vedanta. Why? Because that is the essence of Vedanta. Vedanta takes us gradually and then takes us to the final. So the final itself, like if we are able to understand this, then from final to the, from one Brahman to this world and from this to the world to this Brahman, that process is not at all required. So why then that is taken up? That is taken up because normal sadhakas are not able to understand that everything is Brahman. Vidyaranya said only Brahman exists. Then the question comes, what is this world? So Vidyaranya says this world is created by Ishvara. This world is created by Ishvara. This world is created by Ishvara, but is it really there? Prapancho yadi vidyeta nivarteta na samshaya. If the world exists, nivarteta, it will vanish. There is no doubt. Why? Maya matram idam dvaitam, advaitam paramartatah. Because maya matram idam dvaitam, this dvaitam, like we see in this world, is maya matram. It is just mayikam, it is just an illusion, it's not real. So therefore, it is not at all there. What is there is one Brahman alone. So one Brahman alone exists, but majority of people cannot understand and they want explanation for this world. Therefore, Vidyaranya is explaining. So the world, the light what is inside has to go out, so therefore openings are there. And in this openings, like what happens? Devatas, various devatas are there, and their devatas are put into each and every place. Ordered, like given places in each and every place. So when given each and every place, then what happens? Anna bhogaya atma dehan gavashva ashva purushadikan srishtva praveshaya tatra devataha ta yathayatam. So the various beings are created next. So there is one super being is there. So devatas have to, like devatas, devatas require in the individual entities, individual places, devatas required to stay. So they need to stay. So they need to stay. So therefore what happens? Therefore, in a way, multiple bodies are created. So gava ashva purusha adikan. So gava ashva purusha. So gavam ashvam purusha. Cow, horse, beings, and all those are created. So in all those, srishtva, creating all these. And what are these? These are the dehan. These are bodies. Anna bhogaya atma dehan. Anna bhogaya atma dehan. Anna bhogaya for anna bhogam. So anna bhogam, enjoyment of, or like bhogam for eating. Anna, taking in anna. Taking in anna means all other bhogas are meant. So all other bhogas for bhoga. So bhogaya tanam, it's sometimes we find. So in for bhoga, all these bodies are created, srishtva. So having created all these, praveshayat tatra devataha. So devataha praveshayat tatra devatas enter into it tatra. Tatra means they are like yathayatam. Yathayatam means in their own appropriate places. Whatever places are attributed to them, whatever places are given to them, in those places they get in. So for example, eyes, I will have one devata. That devata gets into the eye, ears devata gets into the ear. So in each of those, so how can we say like each of those, so how many devatas are there? Are there devatas for each and every being in the world? So we can in a way say not like that. If one devata, he as if becomes many, and when he becomes many, he has many components, many parts, we can say. So there's only one company. So like when we talk about a company, so when we talk about company IBM, there is only one company. But it has many branches. Those many branches have their own representatives, their own thing. They are as if independent, and it is like IBM is many, but IBM is not many. So in the same way, one devata becomes many, and similarly many devatas are there. They become multiply, they multiply, and their power comes and stays. So that is like in the third chapter of Gita, Krishna says as to why yajñas are essential. So either like normal yajñas or Brahma yajña. So Brahma yajña, why is Brahma arpanam Brahma hadar? That is Brahma yajña, offering everything to Brahman, to that Brahman which alone exists here. Either that or individual yajñas are important because in a way, devan bhavayata anena te deva bhavayantuvah parasparam bhavayantah shreya purusham avapsyata. So in order to attain Shreya, In order to attain like the supreme state, the higher state, it is essential to worship devatas, because it's like their representatives are here, and so they need nourishment. So devatas get nourishment by when we provide them nourishment. When we provide yajnas, they get it. And that yajnas, like it is already in us. Yajnas are not external yajnas alone, the normal yajna, but it's like when with eyes yajna, with mouth yajna. So everything is a yajna because we feed the devatas. So stop feeding the devatas in our body, then what will happen? Our body will decay. And stop feeding the total devata, then problems will be there in the total instead of individual. So in a, like there is in the total, individual also is there. So individual and total are closely related. So closely related. So that is why when our eyes are very good, we will find that the entire world appears good. The entire world becomes good when the eyes are good. Because the Ayi Devata is happy, pleased. And this Ayi Devata is happy means the entire Ayi Devata is happy. Entire Ayi Devata means it like means like sight of the entire world. So the entire world appears to be, will appear to be beautiful for us. So that is the linking, we can in a way say. So anyway, so devatas get into each and every body. So devatas, appropriate devatas. So, so sometimes like we may find that I can't see properly, I can't hear properly, I can't talk properly. So all those means some devatas, some problem with devatas. So if those devatas, appropriate devatas are nourished, or they are pleased, so we do actions parihara for pleasing them, then we will find that those indriyas start working properly. So then like what happens? Then okay, all these devatas are and all are fine. Then where does Ishara go? So Isho asadharanam sthanam apashyan shuppipasayoho praveshaya devatasu tadbhogatte cha tripyatah. So in a way, it's kind of like interesting. I don't have the translation here to exactly understand the meaning. But what Vidhyaranya is saying that devata, like this Ishvara, Ishvara is the greatest, right? So Ishvara is the greatest. So he, among the Shukpipasayoho, means like various activities happen through these openings. So in those, like among those openings, like wherever activities happen, Ishvara finds a appropriate place. Asadharanam, asadharanam means a special place. So asadharanam means normal, not normal. So normal means extraordinary, like we can say, not ordinary. Ishvara takes up an extraordinary space, extraordinary place. And after getting there, he remains along with other devatas and he also enjoys. So like as to what is this place of Ishvara? Ishvara's place, Ishvara is Jiva into us. Jiva is in Buddhi, so we can say Buddhi. So Ishvara is there in Buddhi, and in the Buddhi, through the Buddhi, Ishvara works through all these indriyas. So Ishvara is there in Asadharana, Asadharana. So Sadharana can be easily found out, Asadharana cannot be easily found out. So Sadharana, so we can say, like for the eyes, the ears and all those, we can easily figure them out. So we can easily like understand their functioning. But for understanding the functioning, or mere understanding, even mere understanding of this Ishvara or Ishvara's abode is very tough. So that is why Buddhi people are very less. So Buddhi means it is not like we can consider intelligence as Buddhi. Intelligence is just Mati. So that Mati is like one of the activities of the mind, not of the Buddhi. So Buddhi means Buddhi is only one. So Buddhi is Viveka Buddhi. So Buddhi is where Viveka is there. Why do we say Buddhi is Viveka? Because Buddhi is the place where Ishvara is there. Wherever Ishvara is there, there has to be Viveka, because if we know Ishvara, then that means we know that Ishvara alone exists here, everything else doesn't exist. So if that knowledge, what is called as Viveka. So Viveka Buddhi. Buddhi means that which has Viveka alone is to be called as Buddhi. Everything is not at all Buddhi. Everything is just the Manas. So Buddhi, in Buddhi we can find Ishvara. Viveka Buddhi means Nitya Nitya Vastu Vivekam. So why all these explanations Vidhyaranya is giving? If there is only one Brahman there and this world doesn't exist. Again, as explained earlier, it is essential to understand. For normal sadhakas to understand as to what is happening, what is this world, how is this world created, etc. For normal people to understand, It is essential to explain creation, and that is exactly what Vidyaranya is doing here. But ultimately what exists, we have to always remember that first Vidyaranya says, first itself that, so bi eka eva, atma alone, atma eva srishte pragasit. So one Ishvara alone exists here. So then what is everything else? Nistatvam. Nistatvam. So without any essence. This entire world that we see is without any essence. So how can we say the world is without any essence? By finding out what this world is. So that is why, of course, we can say like today, everybody is trying to analyze, scientists are trying to find out where from this world came, what is this world, what are the things in the world and all those. But we can say ultimately the answer, there are no answers. There are more questions than answers. So that's why Krishna says, Narupam asyeha tato palabhyate, nanto najadar nacha sampratishta. So Narupam asyeha tato palabhyate, tatav palabhyate. Its rupam as such is not known. So from here, like from where we stand, we cannot know what is this world. What is this world? Narupam asyeha tato palabhyate, nanto. Where does this end? Nanto najadar nacha adihi. Where is this beginning? Nacha sampratishta. Where it is situated, that also we can't know. So that is the nature of illusions. So illusions, we can't know where they start, where they end, where they are. So the moment we find out where this world is situated, that very moment we will understand its substratum. So with respect to water in desert, where does the water come from? Where is it beginning? Where is it ending? Where is it situated? We can't know. The moment we understand where is it situated, it is situated in the desert, that very moment water ceases to exist. So water ceases to exist, has no existence. So it has no existence whatsoever then. So in the same way, this entire world exists in one Brahman, one Ishvara. If that Brahman or Ishvara is known, then the world ceases to exist. And when the world ceases to exist, then what will happen? Anityam asukham lokam. This loka is anityam asukham. It is anityaha asukaha asukham. So it is sorrowful. So such a sorrowful world, the moment we renounce, we'll be able to ever rejoice in bliss. So irrespective of whether the world exists, whether the world doesn't exist, objects of the world exist, people of the world exist, and all those, will be able to ever rejoice in bliss. So that is what is required. So ultimate goal of life, ultimate fulfillment of life is realization of the truth and then like ever rejoicing in bliss. So everybody wants to remain happy. And this happiness shouldn't be tainted by sorrow. So yasmin stito na dukkena guruna api vichayate. So remaining in its state, even the biggest or the gravest of sorrow will not taint us. That bliss is what is being sukham atyantikam yattad buddhigrahyam atindriyam yasmin stito na dukkena guruna api vichayate. So sukham atyantikam sukham. So that sukham, that happiness which doesn't decay, which doesn't vanish, that is the goal. So that is the goal of life itself. And it can only be attained through remembering that one Brahman or one Ishvara alone exists. So may Amma bless us so that while learning about creation, we are able to remember that one Brahman alone exists, and through that our life will become ever blissful here and now. We'll continue next week.